I will present here the teardown, the principle of operation, and the firmware change in order to free it from the cloud and gain independence from the manufacturer's servers of a cheap PIR sensor by Tuya, bought on one of the Polish shipping portals. Finally, I will provide its full configuration for OpenBeacon, along with the template. Of course, we will configure the device to work with deep sleep, and the PIR sensor will only wake it up when a movement is detected. This is essential for battery-powered gadgets with Wi-Fi communication. Otherwise, battery would drain too fast. Sensor purchase. The sensor was purchased by one of the users OpenBeacon on a Polish auction site with the intention of giving it to me so that I could change its firmware. Below are screenshots of the offer. We paid only PLN 50, about $12. The shipment was free in the package for regular customers of this portal. Parameters, no specifics here. Only in the features can we read, for example, that the sensor holds presence detection for 30 seconds, or at what distance it can detect. This sensor is powered by three AAA batteries. They are not included in the set. They must be purchased separately. The packaging, unfortunately, does not have specific markings. Here's what we got in the kit. There is a tape and a reset key. The product also has a hook to stick to the wall. This is the tape, and after removing it, we have access to the battery, the on-off button, and the reset button, i.e. pairing. The teardown of the sensor. Apparently the sensor has a warranty seal from the seller, but it is glued in such a way we don't have to remove it. There is a module inside CBU. Its documentation is on the Tuya website. The OpenBeacon supports BK7231N. Let's take a look at the board. Not much happens on this board. The PIR sensor is typical, such as in popular modules for Arduino. My attention was caught by the U3 chip, i.e. 7333, 3.3-volt LDO regulator. I thought that there would be a slightly more efficient step-down converter here, but no. All in all, it makes some sense. Here there are three nominally 1.5-volt batteries, i.e. 4.5 volts in total. Of course, less and less with their discharge. Tuya battery-powered products with converters instead of regulators are rather two batteries. Then there is 3 volts, and the converter increases them to 3.3 volts. The on-off button allows you to turn off the sensor completely without removing the battery. Transistors R1 and A09T, whose roles I have not analyzed. CBU. This device does not use Tuya MCU. There is no additional microcontroller here. Nothing is blocking UART1 from the CBU. The CBU controls everything by itself and falls into a deep sleep when nothing happens. This device wakes up and connects to Wi-Fi only when a status needs to be reported. Programming, configuration. We connect the common ground, RX and TX from the UART converter and possibly the power supply, start the flasher, and do the power cycle, off and on. Everything as described in our repo, the same process can be seen on our YT channel. Soldered wires, flasher in motion. Flasher can also read Tuya configuration. Here we have the JSON from Tuya. Their device description format. Text description of the same from my flasher. Partially finished template in our JSON format. Let's analyze what we've got here. First, there's the pairing button on the P20. There is a Wi-Fi LED here on the P26. There is a PIR sensor on the P16. And we have a battery status control system, i.e. ADC plus GPIO, which turns on the resistor divider. These GPIOs are there to save energy and to make the resistor divider only let current when we make a measurement. Tuya also determines the maximum and minimum battery voltages. It is used for calculations. There was already a topic about the battery controller here. Now it's all about deep sleep. The Wi-Fi module cannot work all the time. It would drain the batteries too quickly. To do this, we will use the deep sleep solution described here. Also, check out this topic on deep sleep. In summary, here is what needs to be configured. Set the button.